If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're just fundamentally unserious about spending. And as long as you got a blank check, you can't shrink government. If you can't shrink government, you can't live free.
43 days ago, the American people gave us a mandate. Why in the world, days before we swear in on January 3rd, are we going to work with all the Democrats to pass all of this pork?
Buried in this CR is a pay raise for lawmakers. Do you think that Congress deserves a raise?
Not the way it's acting.
Are you going to vote for the CR?
Nope.
It doesn't send the right message. Absolutely not. No, we should be cutting spending everywhere. That's really the truth. I mean, I was a no vote before I even got an airplane and even knew what come into town and even knew what was in the bill.
I do not think we've done anything to deserve a pay raise. We're the only job in the world where we can just arbitrarily create more funding and just steal from our great-grandchildren.
It's a total dumpster fire. I think it's garbage. I think that it's shameful that people that celebrate DOGE coming in, and yet we're going to vote for another $1 billion to be added to the deficit. And so it's ironic.
The conference itself owns this, right? And the conference needs to decide whether we're actually serious about spending. We're just fundamentally unserious about spending.
Just a small sample yesterday as Elon Musk led the charge on X to bury this, threatened to primary any Republican that goes along with it. That was glorious. And by the end of the day, it was foundering yesterday. Elon Musk saying, you know, like, what part of this election did you guys miss?
Yeah.
And all of it absolutely brutal. I mean, there's no other way to put it. There's no other way. I mean, and by the end of the day, he was taking credit because it looks like the bill's dead. We'll see what happens. He says the will of the people prevailed. That's what Elon Musk tweeted. He also wailed on the Republican leadership, including Mike Johnson, for trying to fund the censorship of conservatives. That's unbelievable. We'll get into that in a minute. Musk tweeting, without freedom of speech, there is no democracy. Republican leadership tried to, again, silence their own people, something that could well cost them the next election via a State Department program. Again, we'll get into that. But something happened yesterday. The good news is we've never seen before. All those voices you just heard, they're always screaming and yelling, saying this is bad. We're bankrupting the country. We can't do this, Lee. And usually they're just ignored.
Yeah.
And the American people take it on the news and they suffer in the checkout line, the grocery store. Inflation causes food prices to go up. They print the money and ultimately we pay in the checkout line at the grocery store. But not this time. Now we've got this headline. Musk and GOP clash over funding bill. Congress faces shutdown over controversial spending bill. By the end of the day, Donald Trump was forced to choose. It was really fascinating to watch Truth Social yesterday, what he's tweeting. But again, at the beginning of the day, he's not talking much about the bill. By the end of the day, he's calling Mike Johnson treasonous, putting out the phone number people should call to stop him, mocking him by posting a picture of Mike's face merged with Nancy Pelosi's, saying he needs to go as speaker. What did that from the beginning of the day to the end of the day? Because Trump was really silent in the beginning of the day. And Democrats know who killed this, by the way. You look at Hakeem Jeffries, all of them, they're tweeting Musk did it, not Trump, Musk. I believe Trump was going to sit by and let Mike Johnson do this. And I don't think he had much of a choice. Trump himself can't do everything. He needed bigger backing than that. And he got it from Musk. But where did Musk get it from? He got it from X. Millions and millions of users on X yesterday did an incredible thing we've never seen before. Not since the founding. I've never seen anything like it. The most powerful people yesterday on the Hill were some folks with big Twitter accounts. People with a couple hundred, people with millions. You had congressional staffers going on there and saying, here, look at this page, look at this page, look what's in the bill, let's stop it. And then they were going viral and they were getting millions. And so a thing happened we've never seen before. Remember Nancy Pelosi saying we got to pass it to find out what's in it?
Yeah.
There didn't used to be a way to find out what's in it. Not before it passed. And then we would spend the next few weeks figuring out like how much freedom did we lose? How broke are we going to be? Well, we figured it out in hours using X with no censorship. But the real power move there that we've never seen before was Elon Musk-ly threatening, we're going to primary you. You vote for this, you're getting primaried. And here's the thing. Let me explain something to you, because there's something going on here that I don't think people have realized. And if you don't go deep into the weeds like I do, you wouldn't realize. The Democrats were saying, co-president Elon Musk did this. It's wrong. You shouldn't have this amount of power. No, not that's not what happened. It's the combined power of all those uncensored X accounts doing the reporting the mainstream media not only won't do, but doing it faster than even conservative media like Breitbart could do, like Daily Caller could do. They're just now this morning catching up. Fox is still a day behind. That's the power of uncensored speech. It's incredible. We've never seen anything like it. It gives uber power to the people. But people don't realize something else is going on here, too. And I don't want anybody to miss this. Because you're looking at a fight right now. I mean, the GOP leadership and the Democrat leadership lead the swamp yesterday. They thought, well, Trump's let us print a ton of money before and break the back of the American people, impoverish them. He's just talking. Yeah, he let us print whatever we wanted during COVID. He's not serious. They found out yesterday things are about to change.
Let's hope so.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
They're at least going to be, and the change will at a minimum be this, Lee. They'll be, I'm not going to say we're going to win every battle. I don't expect to. But they're going to be opposed for the first time. There's going to be actual fear on the Hill. Let me tell you why. Elon Musk did something people don't understand exactly what he did, okay? The media has reported that it's very unfair that he dumped $277 million into getting Trump elected in a majority in Congress. And we should have a bigger majority, but they stole a bunch of seats in California. We're going to have to contend with that through really weird voting.
Where it took them a month and a half.
To find the votes.
To call the election. But yes, you're right, find the votes. Exactly. Yeah.
So here's what Musk did, okay? And this is revolutionary. It's going to change everything, or it's the best chance we have to change everything. Let me put it that way. He spent $277 million, but he didn't do it the dumb way. He didn't give it to the Republican Party, because normally what they do is just filter it into the districts of the rhinos who compromise with the Democrats, bolster them while cutting out conservatives and leaving them in the cold. They, by the way, just did this to Ted Cruz. He got $0 in Texas from the Republican Party in order to assist the Democrat in beating him, right?
Gee, thanks.
Yeah, well, Musk figured this out pretty fast. He's like, I'm going to spend $300 million, but Republicans aren't getting a dime of it. He built his own registration and turnout operation that answers to him. The only person on earth who has anything even remotely comparable is George Soros, except Elon Musk is much richer. And you've seen the way Soros and his interests rule the Democrat Party. I mean, they do. It's just a fact. Well, Musk has built something bigger, badder, and better. And it answers to him. Republicans have no control over it. They can't just, you know, they're not just going to take his money and send it to the people who will then work against all of us. And so when he says, we're going to primary you, the political class understands this in a different way than you and I do.
Yeah.
It's not, we're going to donate $1 million and Republicans will fritter it away on the worst Republicans who help Democrats. No, we're coming for you. And Elon Musk and Twitter are so powerful right now. I don't even know that Musk has to spend his own money anymore. I think Musk can just say, we're taking this guy out. He voted for this bill. Donate here. And I think the money will just come in ones and fives and tens. I think he literally has that amount of power. Look at this, okay? Think about this for a minute. Let me just tell you what this level of power looks like, okay? Over the last, go back 8 months ago, and I was sitting here in front of this microphone, and I was screaming bloody murder because Trump was standing by himself in front of a courthouse. No one wanted to be seen next to him because he was potentially going to be a felon in a few days. Not Mike Johnson, not any GOP. We had Vivek Ramaswamy was the first to go stand at his side. I said, oh my God, this poor man, I feel so bad. He's standing there. All he's got is his Secret Service agents next to him. He's utterly alone. At the time, party identification in this country was, as it has been for over 20 years, majority Democrat. Democrat in the number one slot position. 8 months ago. 8 months ago. Think about that. Yesterday. Favorability, Republican Party, 18 to 34-year-olds, plus five Republicans, 48 to 43. Favorability, Trump, 51 to 46. The number one party in this country by identification and registration, the Republican Party. The number two party, not the Democrats. That's how far they've fallen. It's unaffiliated. Number three, Democrats right now. We have not seen that. We have not seen that except during a very, very brief period during George W. Bush's popularity, and it very quickly faded.
Yeah, it was probably right after 9/11.
Yes, that's exactly when it was. So who did that? The guy going to Mars. He built quickly, within months, and I didn't think he'd have enough time. He built a registration and turnout operation headquartered out of Pennsylvania that he won. He ran personally, and it changed everything. And that's where those numbers come from. That. And the other flip side of it, which is X, which is people getting real information for the first time and going, oh my gosh, this is what these Democrats are doing. Republicans are bad, but I had no idea. It's changed everything. And it happened, Lee, in about 8 months. So Elon Musk, in much the same way that he has pioneered rocket ships, that he has pioneered boring underneath the earth, that he has pioneered electric cars, he has now pioneered registration and turnout operation. And he owns it. The party doesn't. So he can do whatever he wants with it. If he can live long enough, it will change everything because they're going to come for him like the hounds of hell after this. He'll be as good security. He is now the most wanted man on earth. So we're in a good position. And I thought this was impossible 8 months ago because it was. I mean, do you remember where Trump was? Just to paint a picture real quick. This time last year, okay, in this fundraising quarter, which is October, November, December, I was doing Battleground America podcast, freaking out because we had no money.
Yeah,
we had $9 million in the bank, exactly what it would cost to hold the Republican National Convention. That's it. The donors had cut everybody off. We had no money. And Trump's fundraising was down 20% from the quarter before. And like, we can't win this election. We can't do this. It's impossible. And that was, by the way, before all the felony trials that were scheduled to start, in the first quarter of 2024. I mean, this is like a miracle from God, you know? I mean, this is like, okay, we didn't walk on water. Nobody walked on water or anything, but like, this is like one step removed from that. I never seen anything like it. I hope it continues because I'm having so much fun. So much fun.